As you know, this colon project, we sort of patterned it after this classic study that was done in breast cancer that people have been quoting for the last 20 years, where they asked these women who'd had adjuvant chemo, what would it take to go through it again? Half of them said 50%. We sort of did the same thing in colon cancer, and we kind of saw something pretty similar, a significant number of people saying they would go through chemo again. No difference in men versus women. But what do you think is really going on when a patient, whether it's a person with colon cancer or breast cancer, is looking at an absolute benefit of, you know, a couple of percent? Are those really rational decisions, or are you maybe based on just paralyzing fear?
I think the latter has a lot to do with it. You're totally afraid, and the doctor that you're looking at is maybe giving you pretty frank details about what are the chances are you going to be alive 5 years from now. And there's also somewhat of a societal expectation that chemotherapy is part of cancer therapy. And so, you know, after your surgery and the like, to come back to work and say, doc says I should get chemo, that's not unusual now. It's pretty normal. And surgeons, frankly, right after you have your surgery, they say, I'm going to send you to the medical oncologist. So it seems like a part of the natural flow, and you're scared to death. But that doesn't mean, even in a very calm moment, that you wouldn't do the same thing. I mean, what's the odds that my house is going to burn down? Okay. But I actually pay money on an annual basis in case that happens. And the odds are less than 3% that that's going to happen. But I'm voting with my checkbook to protect that. It's buying insurance. Some people insure more than others. If I'm living on top of a mountain, I don't need flood insurance, right? Or hurricane insurance. But if I'm living on the beach, you know, there's other stuff. You know, so you make informed decisions based on where you are in life and what you're willing to risk. I'll go a different angle, though. Would people make a different choice if they had to pay for it themselves? Not just the side effects. So what if it really costs the same amount of money as it does now, but you had to write the check? I have a feeling that there would be a lot fewer people paying the check for that small benefit. I have a recent example. It's what made me think of it. I have a relatively well-to-do patient who, at the turn of the year, had made a mistake on his health insurance deal and is actually 63, so not quite eligible for Medicare, who was at cycle 9 and realized a FOLFOX in the adjuvant setting for stage 3 disease, and realized he was paying cash all of a sudden. And so he sits me down January 4 and says, doc, you know, what do you think the value of the next 4 cycles are? And I said, honestly, not much. I said, at this point, I think you've probably had most of the benefits you're going to get. He goes, well, I'm paying cash now. And I said, do you know how much it costs? He goes, yeah, I've already gotten the first bill. And while he can't afford to write those checks, so he's not poor, he could write the next 2 months' worth of chemotherapy. After this discussion, he said, look, doc, you're telling me it won't add that much at this point, you know, a percent or two, maybe more? And I had no idea how to answer that question. It was just a guess. He said, no, I'm done. So, you know, there are a lot of forces in play that get us to do these kinds of things for small benefit.
One of the things I found interesting, too, is to talk to physicians who get diagnosed with cancer. There's a female oncologist who I interviewed for our breast series who actually got trastuzumab-induced cardiomyopathy, and she got treated before it was even proven and said, I absolutely don't regret taking trastuzumab. She was on oxygen, but still, and she said, now I understand what these people are telling me.
I don't think one can remove the fear factor, if we can say that. I mean, it's unnatural not to be afraid, and a lot of our therapies are, I think, a result of that, of responding to a patient's fear.